Om Shanti. 30th March 2021. Double foreigners said to Baba, "We become lazy at Amrit Vela." Baba replies, "You don't churn points of happiness as much as you should. If you churn throughout the day, then when at Amrit Vela, the treasures you have churned come in front of you, you will feel happy and not lazy. However, there is very little churning throughout the day. At that time, you try to churn, but you are unable to churn because your intellect is not fresh. Then neither is there churning, nor is there any experience. And so, there is laziness. In order to make your Amrit Vela powerful, it is very necessary to conduct yourself according to Srimad you receive for the whole day. Therefore, continue to churn throughout the day. Continue to play with the jewels of knowledge. By remembering the things of happiness, sleepiness will go away and you will experience such happiness that the mind of attainment has opened up. Where there is attainment, there is no sleep. Where there is no attainment, you fall asleep, or there is tiredness or laziness. Stay in the influence of attainment that is connected with churning throughout the day." Acha. This is the Avyakta Murli of 10th November 1983. So Baba says, why you feel lazy or sleepy at Amrit Vela? The reason is lack of churning throughout the day. That's one of the reasons that you feel sleepy during Amrit Vela. And the whole day one is moving without any contemplation of knowledge, where the day is just a routine, a set of duties done mechanically, or set of rituals which one is doing without understanding the deeper meaning of them. And it appears as if the entire Brahmin life has become a boredom. Any mechanical repetitions will lead to boredom. And boredom is the state of misery in spiritual life, where you have moved away from the center, where your real being is, and you are doing everything on the periphery. Or relationships, the daily routine, the seva, services, relating knowledge, reading Murli, preparing bhog, distributing toli, conducting classes, distributing gifts, receiving gifts, converting any event into a flamboyant festival, ceremonials, and worthless picnics. You already moved away from yourself. Life becomes a boredom, which one cannot express, cannot share, but is reflected at Amrit Vela in the form of lack of any experience. So Baba says, because you don't churn, you feel sleepy. It's not just about churning, because you might be breaking some or other Srimad. Again, you feel sleepy. Somebody sleeping late. There's a lack of sleep, proper sleep, good sleep, soundless sleep. You feel sleepy. There's no routine of diet. The dinner is heavy. Late. You feel sleepy. There's no planning for Amrit Vela. Life is going on aimlessly. You feel sleepy. Amrit Vela is the divine morning. The air is so fresh. The atmosphere is so new. Every day is so new. There is such newness, such divinity everywhere. And yet, not to feel that is a miserable stage. Every morning brings with it new joys, new splendor, new happiness. Such newness that you can fill yourself to the core with this new rapture, new ecstasy. If you can just tune yourself, it's not even just about churning knowledge. Amrit Vela is the time for meeting with the beloved. Amrit Vela is the time for getting intoxicated. It's a time for spiritual sun gazing, where God is the sun of knowledge. And you look at him and feel his rays pouring upon you, your being. You keep drinking his rays. Brahmin life is the dance with ecstasy. Amrit Vela is a time for spiritual dance. It's a time for spiritual singing. It's a time for spiritual celebration. And you see that he is in front of you. And he has come. And he is calling you. And you merge in him. It's a meeting of the bride and bridegroom. It's the divine union. He is the divine music. Listen him. Drink him. He is the divine drink. He is the super drink. He is the energy drink. He is the divine food with his divine taste. It's a time for breakfast and it's a time for lunch and it is time for dinner. It's a time to enjoy the spiritual repast. Repast means food. You partake of this food. He is the supreme energy. You take this energy. He is not a person. He is not just God. Forget that he is God. Assume, feel as if he is the divine music. He is the divine music, the supreme music, the supreme symphony. Listen to this music. Get intoxicated with this music. He is the divine wine. Drink this wine and become divine drunkards and dance and swing. He is something to be eaten. He is something to be drunk. He is something to be heard. He is something to be touched. He is the divine touch. Touch him, feel him. Go in the Paramdham and touch him like this. And feel his touch. He is the divine fragrance, itr, aroma. Such intense perfume of joy, of bliss, of happiness. Let that perfume enter your nostril like that and fill yourself with him. With his fragrance, with his aroma. He is the divine beauty. No beauty can be compared with him because he is the incorporeal. He is the divine dance, the Nataraja. Dance with him, swing with him. He is the divine rain, the fountain, the waterfall, the stream, the rain. The rains falling from Paramdham and get wet and don't come out of it. It's the time to celebrate. Where is the time for sleeping at Amrit Vela? Does anybody sleep when there is a picnic? And out there everybody is dancing and enjoying and rejoicing. How can you sleep? This is the time for getting mad. It's a time for divine insanity, divine madness. And you are saying that I feel sleepy? I feel lazy? Look at him, feel him, drink him through your eyes. Let his rays penetrate you through these eyes. Keep watching him for 45 minutes. Don't let the drishti go anywhere. Third eye meditation. Sit. If this is the trance light and if you feel this is Shiva Baba, just sit here in front of him and don't look at any other place. Just watch him. Keep seeing him and feel you are drinking him, you are eating him, you are touching him, you are listening to him, you are taking that divine fragrance within you. You are taking a divine shower. It's a time for bath. Multitasking is going on. The Bengali poet Chandidas, 12th century, is a very famous and very old poet. He says, very famous saying, Utsav Amar Jati, Anand Amar Gotra. He says, Utsav, festival, this is my caste, Anand Amar Gotra. Bliss and happiness, this is my creed, this is my religion, this is the religion of happiness, this is the religion of bliss, this is the religion of ecstasy, this is the religion of joy, this is the religion of dancing, and this is the religion of singing. You sing, you dance, you move with him. Let him come in new way every day. He is not God anymore. Forget that he is God. Forget that he is teaching any knowledge. He is Nataraja. He is the mirror. See him as a mirror and I see myself into him. See him as a waterfall who is falling down. See him as stream. See him as, forget that he is ocean. See him as a river. See as if this is the food. I am so hungry. This is my stomach. And imagine his rays are filling your stomach. Now how can I eat anything? I am full. The tank is full. Nothing can enter inside now. The physical food is a burden, full of toxins. You become Shivarian. Babarian. Godarian, you are no more fruitarian, liquidarian or breatharian, but you become a Shivarian because you are eating him. There is a very famous documentary available, Eat the Sun. Eat the Sun. So you start eating him. Just imagine, his rays are filling your stomach. He is everywhere now, in your stomach. No, the physical food is in front of you. Dense. Heavy. Sun cooked even. But this is son of knowledge. He is the son of sense. And you are not eating through mouth. You eat through eyes. You drink through eyes. He is the energy drink. So where is the time to sleep? Does anybody fall asleep while eating? Have you seen anybody? He is eating and suddenly he has fallen to sleep. Two colors are mingling together and becoming one. You become that color. And he is the transcendental color. A color which transcends all the colors of the world. And you get painted in that divine paint. You don't meet him as a person. Meeting as someone who is not just a person, but the very intoxication. So Baba says, churn. What churning? There's no churning, but celebration. He is the moon. Why you think of him every time as sun or ocean? Is he not a moon? Feel his coolness and shower. He is the divine melody, the divine song. Listen to his song. Feel his song. Feel the touch of one who is impalpable, intangible. He is so new every time. He is the incarnation of newness. He is the ocean of newness. Connect with that divine source. And new things will come to you. New thoughts will come to you. Such thoughts which you never thought before. Such ideas, such novel ideas, which you never came across ever in your lifetime. So every Amrit Vela will become a festival. Every Amrit Vela will become a Diwali, a Holi, a New Year, a Shivratri. Because this morning you have met not with any God, but you met with your beloved. You met with your long lost and now found friend. You met with your groom. The bride was waiting for the groom, and here comes the bridegroom now. It has been long that bride is waiting and groom is not coming. And now he has come with pomp and glory, and the flowers had wilted. And now the Supreme has come and the flowers are re-blooming again. He is the divine gardener, and the gardener has come and every flower is looking. Who has come? Who has come? And who has come? And the dry, arid wind was blowing till now, and the divine spring has come now. The autumn has come now. If winter comes, can spring be left behind? One of the greatest poet, Percy B.C. Shelley, says in one of his poetries, winter has already come and now the spring is around the corner. Wait. Wait with that divine ecstasy, and the spring has come and the autumn has come. And now the flowers are blooming again. And there is a divine fragrance in the atmosphere. The whole garden has become life. Because here comes the bridegroom. So enjoy. Rejoice. Celebrate. Move. Dance. Sing. Float. Flow. When you are dancing, how can you sleep? When you are singing at Amrit Vela, how can you sleep? When you are eating, when you are drinking, when you are moving and round and round and round. So Amrit Vela is the time for that, to touch the divine. There's a very beautiful song. It's in Marathi. But the song says, you see me every day. I will meet you every day as if you are a new person. Sometimes you come without telling me. Sometimes you come before. Sometimes after. Sometimes, but every day you come as a new person. As a new person. Tu bhet nare roza roza navyani. You see me every day as a new person. Om Shanti.
प्रीत ही बहरी